Chagiga, Perek Aleph, Mishna Vov. Mishale Chog bi Yom Tiv Harishon Shel Chag. One who is not able to chog over here is a verb, not a chagiga. He wasn't chog, means that the Torah uses that word. That's the observance of the chag, is bringing the korban chagiga. One who did not bring the korban chagiga on the first day of Yom Tiv, chogig is kol harego v'yom tiv ha'achon shel chag. He has tashlumim, he has shivus yimei tashlumim. So the Gemara understands that, of course, the ikar mitzvah is to bring on the first day. V'chagoysim oisoi, chag la'ashem shivas yom bashon, oisoi is on the first day. But there is a kiyum mitzvah, if he didn't bring it on the first day, shivas yomim bashono is 7 days. Now, Pashas, we're talking about chag, we're talking about sukkahs. Normal in the Torah, when the Torah uses the word, or Chazal uses the word chag, we're talking about sukkahs. But lemaisa, it's only because that's the Yom Tov where there was the most simcha. The term over here refers to every Yom Tov. They all have shivas yimei miluim. Ova harega v'lechog ene chayv bachriyusoy. The Yom Tov passes, it's not a carbon that he owes. A person owes a carbon chato, so he's a real like carbon. The money is owed. And let's say he has a choyv outstanding, so Bezdin will be mamashkin achosov, because he has to be forced to bring a carbon. But over here, if he wasn't mekayim the mitzvah, any chayv achyus, it's not a binding choyv. Al zeh nema me'uvas layuchal liskoin, v'chesron layuchal limonis. There are things that are krumkaiten, things that were done wrong that can't be fixed. And things that are missing that can't be added to. If it's done, it's done. Same idea you have also by Kriyashma. If a person misses by Kriyashma, there's no tashlumen. One point is that the way we just said it, that the ikar mitzvah is on the first day of Chagiga, and then there's tashlumen of Shiva, there's a major machlokes in the Gemara on Daf Tes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Yoshia. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the 7 days are only tashlumen for the first day. Let's say a person wasn't roy on the first day. He was a chiger, he couldn't come. He wasn't able to. The chiv wasn't chal on him. He wasn't mechuyiv in the korban chagiga, so then there's no tashlumen. Rav Yoshi holds as a mitzvah for 7 days, lav dafke b'yom tirishon. Ken zayin, the ikar mitzvah is b'yom tirishon, but not that the other 7 days are just a tashlumen for one who was chayiv and wasn't yet mekayim. That's one nekuda. Another nekuda to mention is, like we said, the move is layuchal liskoin, where he can't bring the korban after that week. What happens if a person was mafrish the carbon, let's say in Eilus Rishon, and then he didn't bring? Was mafrish a carbon chagiga, and he didn't bring? The animal's left over. What do you do with the animal? So it's brought. In Eilus Rishon, it's brought as an oila. The carbon chagiga has kedusha shlom. It's brought, but it's not brought in any the kiyum mitzvah of ri'ia or chagiga. Mishnah Zayin. Reb Shimon ben Menasseh oy me'ezu muvus sheni yuchal liskoin ze habol ha'erva v'hilu mimena mamzer. Is an example. Somebody brought something into the world that can't be fixed up. He didn't have air, you could do tshuva. The Mishnah says, interesting. I'm talking about a guy who goes lost, you can't fix it up? No. Yochul lachzidra v'yitakin. He could make a ticket, he could make a shav. And then with that, he fixes up the aver. So why does the Mishnah have to speak that? Since when do Mishnah speak out poshut the shak of the tayis? Very interesting. Reb Shimon ben Yechai oimer, ein koirin mu'uvis el lemi shehoye mesukin b'tchilo v'nis aves. Mu'uvis en yuchel liskan doesn't mean something that you missed. It means something that was a dovish sholem that then became twisted. And that's a different shot. Ve'ez ze tam chochum ha-perish min ha-teru. Ze tam chochum. So odom ha-sholem. Now he's a perish min ha-teru. That's the pshan the pasuk. By the way, we might point out something interesting. We never have a mishnayis. Reb Shimon ben Yechai. All over Shas, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times you have Reb Shimon. Never called Reb Shimon Yechai. This is not a regular Mishnah. This Mishnah is like a mimer from a Medrash that was stuck over here into the Mishnayos. Very interesting.